Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What's on your mind? And I want to know what's on your mind today related to term limits. Okay? Term limits is what we're going to talk about today on the program. This is in the news because a group of legislators, a small group, some of them have already signed this saying they want it, which I've seen before where members of Congress have said, I'm only going to run for one term or two term or, you know, whatever. Ken Conrad, remember, famously said he would not run for re-election unless the debt was reduced.
How'd that work out?
And the deficit. And then Quentin Burdick died, and he said, well, I won't run for my seat. I'll run for his seat.
Yeah
there we go.
Yeah, that works.
You know, the games that are played. But anybody that doesn't want, doesn't like the idea that we have no term limits can say, you know, in fact, the people that have signed this already, Rick Becker and a few others, they could say, all right, I'm going to be done
right
after 8 years, which is a great idea. Here's what my thoughts are related to term limits. The reason I'm bringing it up today, two reasons. One, there's an editorial in the Bismarck Tribune, which I think deserves some scrutiny here, and I'm not a big fan of the editorial page at the Bismarck Tribune because it's become vitriolic and leftist. It's just very, very, very odd, the direction they've gone. So you've heard that saying before, even a blind squirrel finds a nut every now and then?
Yeah. That one.
So today's blind squirrel is the Bismarck Tribune. So we'll talk a little bit about that and their viewpoint on this. And then I also want to talk a little bit about the effort that is out there. Petitions are being circulated to put this on the ballot for us to decide in a future election. And you're going to get asked to sign a petition here. And it's going to say, hey, are you for term limits? And the natural reaction from a lot of people related to term limits is, yes, heck yes. I'm going to put this mess on, term limits. And if we had term limits, it'd fix everything. It's sort of dare I say, a lazy way to run the republic. Because we have term limits every 2 years. We get to decide fired or rehired every 2 years. That's the way the founders designed this. That's what's in the Constitution. Federally, we've looked at this and rejected it. And now, a group of folks who, again, I believe have tried many different ways to bring about change and just can't garner the support for it, have sort of gone for the lazy way out here.
You know, it's funny when you say, Scott, that the term limits exist at the voting booth. I immediately start thinking about Mike Lindell and what he's learning and what we're finding out. And, you know, is it our term limits determined in the voting booth anymore? You know what I mean? It's raised so many questions with me, and I'm sure I'm not alone. We can sure vote them out, but can we? You know what I'm saying?
I do, although I would say this. I don't think anybody anywhere believes we have a problem with that in North Dakota.
Oh, no. I'm not saying that.
And this specific proposal says, do we want the governor term limited? Do we want legislators term limited? The governor is in the hot seat every day. The governor probably, arguably, as a statewide office holder, gets more scrutiny than anybody.
I thought governors were term limited.
They're not. North
They're not.
Dakota.
Okay.
No.
Oh, not North Dakota.
No,
they're not.
They are not. No, exactly right.
I know the guy with Cuomo, de Blasio, is out in New York.
Some are. Some are.
Yeah.
But interestingly enough, the term limits that have been implemented in, I think, six different states have repealed them.
Oh, sure.
Have said, this is, and I don't know why. I need to dig into this and find out why. I think Nebraska was the latest that had it, and then they're undoing it. And I'm not sure if they can't get candidates and the pool gets that much smaller or what the deal is, but that's something worth looking into as well. Todd, you've had this debate many times. over the years where people say, yeah, term limits, that'll fix things. What's your opinion on term limits?
Well, let's see. AOC got in, beat somebody who wasn't term limited. It's not necessarily a solve-all. I realize that you don't end up with a Pelosi or a Biden that's just there forever, but at the same time, it doesn't mean there isn't somebody just like them right behind them. So it's not a solution in my mind.
Here is what has changed my mind on term limits. I initially thought, going back to 1994, Dick Armey, Newt Gingrich, the contract with America, it was part of that. They debated it. They knocked it down. And what I've come to believe is term limits takes the power out of our hands as the voters and gives it to bureaucrats. And there's nothing more dangerous than that. So, for instance, if you term limited a governor and the legislators and you had a lot of turnover, you would not have elected people making decisions. You'd have bureaucrats that are never on a ballot making decisions because then they have the power. They take advantage of this constant turnover and the churn and burn, and they run the show. Somebody new comes in, here's what you do. Lobbyists would have a ton of power because they'd have institutional knowledge.
That's true.
Of how things work.
I get that.
Yep. I don't want that. I want people that I can hold accountable every 2 years and say, you're fired or you're rehired.
Yeah, do you really want to turn it over to the lobbyists?
No. No. And trust me, this is what will happen. The United States Senate is basically an assisted living facility. One half of the United States Senate is people that have no business doing anything other than watching their grandkids grow up. Not deciding on, you know, whether we ought to federalize elections or whether or not we ought to, investigate January 6th because Nancy Pelosi wants us to.
Exactly.
They are hobbling around, and, you know, God bless them, but it's an exclusive club and people don't want to leave it. So guess what? Their staff say, ma'am, here's how you're going to vote today. Sir? Here's what we're doing here today. Okay, all right. I mean, they're all, half of them are Joe Biden's. They are just,
Say, kind of like what's happening with our president right now. Wow. We'll give you the talking points on your phone. Just look at it, and we'll tell you what to say.
And you know what? Who ends up running the legislature, as an example? Chet Pollard ran an elevator. Okay? Now he's the House Majority Leader. I kind of like the fact that a guy that ran the elevator that comes out of Carrington, North Dakota, is the House Majority Leader. Now, if there's, you know, a time limit on when he can be there, that doesn't happen overnight. All right? Rich Wardner has run the Senate. Rich Wardner is a teacher, a coach. I'm okay with that. That's how the legislature is supposed to be, citizen legislators.
Yeah.
One guy that ran an elevator, one guy that was a coach. I'm okay with that. I think that's, and it does not happen overnight. All right? So if you don't have that, what you have is, honestly, people that are not on the ballot making all those decisions. And all the institutional knowledge rests with bureaucrats. And bureaucrats already have a ton of power because we have a citizen legislature. The other question I have is, what is the itch we're trying to scratch? What is the problem?
We need change.
Before us.
We need change. We need different people in there and blah, 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 blah. So you're not necessarily putting different people in there. And then, like you said, Scott, you put lobbyists in a tremendous position of power that they don't even have right now, which they, you know, already have a fair amount of power. But if you take them out of office, what do you think they're going to do next? Become lobbyists and still call the shots. Is that what we want?
Yeah, I don't think there's an itch to scratch here. I don't think there's, again, we're talking about the governor, and we're talking about legislators. If you look at, first of all, there's been turnover. I mean, there's turnover a couple of years where people come in and they come out. So, again, I think the voters are doing what they're supposed to do. But I don't see this as a five-alarm fire that needs to be fixed in North Dakota. I see a handful of folks who, want change. They don't represent a large constituency. They've tried, you know, overtaking the state committees and the county committees and district apparatus, and it failed there. And they've tried to, to take a quote-unquote caucus and effect change, and that's not worked. So it's sort of like, okay, let's go another way. Let's use the frustration that's happening in Washington, D.C., and let's use that to convince people that we need term limits with the governor and legislators. I just don't. I don't see this as a clamor that's coming from the grassroots of that we need change. I really don't. There's a lot of things to worry about right now in this country. Many of them come from Washington, D.C., and a big old fat bullseye on the back of farmers and ranchers and the oil industry and the coal industry and, you know, energy industry.
Just change radio hosts every 2 years.
Yeah, there you go. There's a term limit for you. So I just you're going to need to think about this probably in a couple of ways. One, do I sign this petition to get this question on the ballot? And then if it does get on the ballot, what am I for here? I think we need to ask ourselves a few questions here. Why are states that have done it backing up? What would it mean? Who would run the show? All things we need to think about. And if you're going to do anything in the state, maybe you want statewide office holders term limited because those offices get less scrutiny. But we're going for the governor's office and we're going for legislators. And any legislature wants to do this can do this. I think it's important everybody that signed this should say, I'm out. I'm out of the term limit of time.
Did Wellstone say he'd be out after one term? And how'd that work out?
Tell me what you think about this, folks. We'll talk about it today.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In part by PetroServe USA. Great specials today. Home cooking on this Wednesday includes Swedish meatballs. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or the Valley City location. They also have the lasagna, exit 292 off I-94 in Valley City today. So come on in. Taco Grinder on 12th Avenue and I-29. Lasagna on NP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Pulled pork in Glendon today, Kev. There you go on the way
home.
Boom!
Choice made.
And scallop potatoes in Yulin. PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Tell them Scott sent you. get on in there and enjoy. You're gonna dig that.
Shout out for that chicken pot pie. It's fabulous.
You like that, huh?
It is really good.
That's good.
Anything homemade like that, you know, just full of veggies and big chunks of chicken. Good stuff.
A few texters here. I agree with Kevin, says one. Look at McConnell and Pelosi. There's no way to get them out because of the backdoor money. Again, remember Tom Daschle? Tom Daschle was the Senate Majority Leader from South Dakota.
One of the few senators I've ever gotten to know.
And he was booted. So I don't buy.
Yep.
He had more money than knew what to do with. New high water mark of South Dakota as a Majority Leader. All the trappings of power. John Thune beat him. Don't take the lazy way out and say it can't be done. That's up to us. Texter says it's the bureaucrats that need to be term limited. The real power of government lies in the nameless, faceless pencil pushers behind the scenes.
I was just thinking that. Most elected
officials are little more than empty vessels waiting to be pushed any direction by the various alphabet agencies. It should be a 10-year maximum for government employees. After that, go compete in the real world. You nailed it. You absolutely nailed it. Texter says, my opinion is that bureaucrats are a bigger problem than any elected congressman or state legislator, but it seems that if we term limit legislators and have more frequent turnover, that it only empowers the entrenched bureaucrats even more. Wow. Bingo. Bingo, 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 bango. You're nailing it here, folks.
Should we remove the term limit from the President of the United States, then, if we shouldn't have it for everybody else? That's actually coming from Darrell Lees, to give credit where credit's due.
The Constitution has that in place, but you also have the ability to gather enough muster to do two-thirds vote of Congress and change that. I think it has to go to legislators, too. But we have that release if we think it's necessary. But I think there's wisdom in that, being the president, if they were there forever, could very much be like a king, and we've seen this movie before, right?
Yeah, to your text, too, my concern isn't so much with the money, it's with the election process. Places like Marin County or San Francisco or, you know, Chicago or New York, where these hot, you know, these battleground counties in these states are. Look what happened to Trump. I mean, if there wasn't, you know... He was robbed, I mean, in my humble opinion, and that's my point, is that, well, if we can vote him out, we should, but can we?
I hope when we get done with this disaster of an election...
Great word.
...that was COVID crazy, right?
Yep.
Mail-in balloting everywhere, and again, a lot of these people on the left, we have them on the Fargo City Commission, they want this forever, mail-in balloting.
Oh, yeah.
They found their way to what they want.
Why wouldn't they?
So that and you know what we found out with ballots and everything else, that we'll come back to a system that says, you know what, if you can hack a pipeline and shut it down, if you can hack a beef packing plant and shut it down, then maybe you can hack an election. Maybe there could be cyber warfare there that we'll get back to making them hack-proof. Because I don't disagree with you that needs to be bulletproof. We all need to have the assurance there. But I don't think that's a reason we go to term limits, personally. What's your opinion on this, folks? 258-0550, 701-258-0550. You can call us. You can text me at 701-367-2054 or Todd at 701-226-8503. More text here. The staff needs to be term limited. The staff is the swamp. I would also like to see the union removed from government agencies. A lot of protection in that. All right. Somebody sent me a long dissertation on the reason Big Pharma is the problem. Yeah, I'm not a big pharma fan. I've connected those dots to term limits, but you helped me there. Term limits are necessary because far too many voters choose the incumbent by name recognition as they do not do their homework prior to going to the voting site. I'm also very strong about a transition to a flat tax. All right, so let's take the argument first there, because too many voters choose the incumbent by name recognition. This is, again, a lazy argument in my mind. of why we need term limits. Voters don't put in the homework to find out enough about the candidate who to vote for. That's not a reason for the term limit. Because the result of the term limit would be worse, in my mind. Another texter says, no term limits, that's fine. Then get rid of CCP tabulating voting machines. It always works to just have patriots counting the votes. Costs more to update voting machines than to pay poll workers. I'm with you. There's your argument, Kev.
Yep.
Texter says, Scott, on term limits, go back to the original. Senators appointed by the state legislature instead of popular vote. Texter says, yes on term limits. Two terms or 12 years, whichever is shorter. Get rid of the lifers like Biden, Pelosi, Feinstein. Look at the percentage of incumbent winners. Absolute power corrupts, absolutely, except for George Washington. Texter says, I'd be in favor of age limits. I'd say 75 years old is long enough to be in office. Another texter, isn't it obvious the politicians are bought by the corporate world? Make it illegal for politicians to take money, gifts, favors, etc., even during elections. That would also allow a not-so-rich person to be elected. They all get rich off their political position. That's wrong, says this listener. Texter says, Scott, your establishment bias is coming through loud and clear. Have a discussion, not a one-sided attack on term limits. Well, again, this is a discussion. I just read your text as an example. And calls are welcome here, too, to talk about it. Somebody else said, how about an age limit? And again, I think the argument that this is an establishment argument is the lazy way out. And lazy is probably the wrong word. The easy way out. An easy fix for what ails us, right? Throw the bums out. Get rid of them. But why have six states said, gosh, we had it, now we're overturning it? Why is it...
Throw a bum out in New York, and then what happened there?
Well, there's plenty of examples of
that. It's not a guarantee of a solution.
Again, I would say we're going to feel better about it, but the result is going to be bureaucrats running the show. How is that better? Yes. How is that better? Texter says, so I got my pickup, and I'm listening for a few minutes. Question, should we then remove term limits on the President of the United States? Somebody else suggesting that. I don't agree with term limits on legislators. However, I would fully support a term limit on a governor. And the very reason which Scott stated is one of them. Bureaucrats that are appointed by the governor, who then hire the employees. They can screw things up for decades.
Some have.
And executive orders. And it becomes an empire of dictatorship. Good for the head of the nation, good for the rest of the states. Texas says maximum of 180 days in session for Congress. The question you're going to get in a quest for signatures to put on the ballot is whether or not you want a term limit for governors and legislators in North Dakota. So that's what we're talking about today. Tell me your thoughts. 258-0550. More after this.
For years, Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The National Hurricane Center is reporting heavy rains and gusty winds were spreading inland across southwest and west central Florida as Elsa weakened to a tropical storm early Wednesday morning. U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is expected to press her G20 counterparts for a global minimum corporate tax rate above the 15% floor to which 130 countries just last week agreed to. The specific rate and potential exemptions are among issues still to be determined. The Pentagon has canceled the disputed JEDI contract. The Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure Project became bogged down in legal challenges almost as soon as it was awarded to Microsoft in October of 2019. The price tag was $10 billion over a decade. 62-year-old Miriam Thompson, a Pentagon translator, has been sentenced to 23 years in prison for passing the names of United States informants in Iraq to a person linked to Lebanon's Hezbollah terrorists. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Let me tell you about what they have at Puckler's today. Another local one-owner trade. I know.
That's what they do.
They keep outdoing themselves here. They come in with tender, loving care. This is a 2017 Buick Enclave. It's got the premium package, so it's loaded up. Full-size 7-passenger SUV. Leather heated or cooled seats. The navigation, the backup camera, and more. Red metallic, so it's sharp, got that light gray leather interior. This thing was $28,995, but they're going to go with an even $28 today if you mention you heard it right here on the radio on What's on Your Mind. PucklishValleyCity.com. PucklishValleyCity.com if you want to see it, or you can give a call to Good Carrier, North Dakota's home for Chevy.
They say you drive, we'll ride with you.
Isn't that nice?
Gotta love that.
Yeah, exactly right. That's what they do every day.
Great crew, too. I just love Steve. He's a good, straight-shooting guy.
Scared me for a second there.
Nope. Good shooter, as they call him.
Yeah.
Good shooter.
He scared you too tired.
That's what you're going to say, right?
Yeah.
He's a good shooter.
All right. Brian in Fargo, comment on this. I'm on the struggle bus today with this stupid cold or allergies or whatever it is. A head full of muck after a week.
Were you in the lake over the weekend? Maybe?
Of course.
Yeah, probably got a little lake water in the schnoz. That'll happen.
I don't know what it is, but I actually had it before the lake. So it started in Valley City, actually. So Petro Serve USA.
Oh.
Kicking off the 4th of July weekend.
That's right. Petro deal.
And so we could go tomorrow. I don't know what I've got. But I'll just be on the struggle bus and you can talk. 2580550 Brian Fargo, go.
Yeah, hi, good morning, guys. Yeah, I agree with you that the bureaucrats are a problem. The one thing Trump taught us is that the elected officials are either too weak to stand up to them or so corrupt that they agree with them, and that's where we can change things, is getting some politicians with a backbone.
But that's up to us, isn't it, Brian? I mean, that's why you have a primary.
100%.
That's why you have a primary. That's why you say, I could support this guy or not support that guy. Go in there, fix the bureaucracy, take it on. Don't be willy-nilly about it. You know what I mean? Just take it head on.
I agree 100% with that.
Again, it's up to us. I think the term limit thing is an easy way out, personally. I just think it's okay. And again, I don't hear a big clamor for this. I think you've got a group of legislators who have not been successful at what they wanted to accomplish, and they tried many different versions of that, garnering enough support in the legislature when things are proposed. They cook up a scorecard that really, it was a game, I think, right? The referees deciding what's a ball or a strike, and using that. So they censured a bunch of people. They tried to change the executive committees in the county, and they just didn't win. So this is like, okay, this is the flavor of the month. We're going to give this a shot. I don't hear us, the people, saying, by golly, term limits for the governor, term limits for legislators, and then everything's going to be fixed. I don't. I don't hear any grassroots swell for that. I think today's a prime example. I'm saying, you love this? It's great. I'm not hearing people jump up and down and say, this is the thing. It'll save it. That's why we ask, though. What's on your mind? Dave is on the road. What's your take on this, Dave?
Yeah, thanks for having me on. I guess I agree with you, Todd. I don't agree with term limits, but I do agree that there might possibly should be an age limit. And then the other thing about the bureaucrats sitting behind, you know, in the background, that they can't work with, they should let them go or give them other jobs. But I think the people should have the power to elect their officials or fire their officials.
Every 2 years.
Every 2 years, or whatever the term is.
Yep. I don't like what you're doing. You're fired. Or you're rehired.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
Completely agree with you.
And again, if there's bureaucrats that are trying to run the show, they probably need to take a step back and be released or find another job.
Makes sense. Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you. You know, if we're going to have term limits on anybody, let's do it on bureaucrats. Change them as we go. Here's the Bismarck Tribune editorial on this today. Term limits to cause more harm than good. Again, I'm no fan of the Bismarck Tribune editorial page. They've become flat-out Cass News Agency. But I think they've made some great points here, so I'm going to read it. While arguments for term limits can sound persuasive, the Tribune editorial board opposes limiting how long governors and legislators can serve. We believe voters have the power to end a politician's time in office during elections. A more conservative wing of the North Dakota Republican Party wants to put a measure on the 2022 ballot to impose term limits. The governor would be limited to 2 terms, and legislators couldn't serve more than 8 cumulative years. Under the proposed measure, term limits wouldn't be retroactive, so the clock wouldn't begin ticking for incumbents until the measure passes and becomes effective January 1, 2023. The measure would add another article to the state constitution. As written, the measure prevents the legislature from proposing amendments to alter or repeal term limits. The public would still be able to do so. An attempt to pass a similar resolution on term limits failed this year in the North Dakota House. Now, get a load of this. We forget this, but the people we elected and sent to the legislature to vote voted 12 for, 78 against term limits. Okay? Now, if we think that's horrible, you fire them. You take their work in totality and say, what do you think? But that's pretty amazing that it went down 78 to 12. Tribune editorial goes on to say that could be seen as a self-serving vote, since most people don't want to fire themselves. The Tribune believes the vote makes sense. Experience counts when serving in office. It helps to have institutional knowledge, awareness of previous bills on issues, what worked and what didn't, knowing the legislative procedures and rules improve the efficiency of sessions. That's important with legislators limited to 80 days in session every 2 years. Yes, a legislator with expertise in the rules can sometimes derail legislation. That shouldn't disqualify someone from serving more than 8 years. Some legislators have been in office a long time. Senator Ray Holmberg, Republican in Grand Forks. Representative Bob Martinson, been in office more than 40 years. Voters in their districts haven't found reasons to oust them, despite many opportunities over the years. The effort to restrict how long legislators and governors can serve is being spearheaded by more conservative members of the legislature, with several linked to the ultra-conservative Bastiat caucus. And again, those people were elected on the views they put forward. I don't say they're bad because they're ultra-conservative or Bastiat caucus. I think that's a viewpoint there. Voters said, go there. And some of these people have already signed this petition. They don't need this petition to term limit themselves. They go on to say the more conservative members of the GOP have been active on several fronts, running for district chairmanships and censuring 9 Republican legislators at district meetings. The censures have been linked to the expulsion of former Representative Luke Simons, Republican from Dickinson, for workplace and sexual harassment. Simons denies the allegations. The Tribune has been a strong supporter of initiative and recall process. It's an essential right of the public to try and make changes. The Tribune, however, doesn't believe term limits are effective. If supporters get the necessary 31,164 signatures to get on the ballot, it should be rejected. Supporters argue term limits will expand the field of candidates, result in new ideas, and end incumbent advantage. It's true some districts have difficulty attracting candidates. Term limits won't ease the burden of devoting time away from work and family to serve in the legislature. As for new ideas, there's no lack of bills and resolutions every session, many prompted by citizen input. As for the power of incumbency, it can be overcome. Representative Al Carlson, Republican from Fargo, 1992 to 2018, when he lost his reelection bid. Jeff Delza, Republican from Underwood, the powerful chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, temporarily lost his seat, partially because Governor Burgum supported his opponent. The term limit proposal also would limit governors to 2 4-year terms. The state's longest-serving governors served for 12 and 10 years. Democrat Bill Guy was elected to 2 2-year terms and to 2 4-year terms. Republican John Hoeven was elected to 3 4-year terms but left midway through his third term for the U.S. Senate. Voters obviously liked the work Guy and Hoeven did because they had opportunities to remove them and did not. Term limits is one way to get poor legislators and governors out of office. It's also a way to sideline excellent leaders. The Tribune prefers the present system where the public decides every 4 years. Novel concept.
Here's the dilemma I think we face. Polling is anywhere between 55 and 80% of Americans want term limits to have. A quick search will find you that. But who's going to vote themselves out of the job? Really? I mean, you know, it's kind of a catch-22. Everybody wants it, but it's never going to happen because that would mean you have to fire themselves at this point in the history to get it done.
Here's the deal with people wanting it. I think it is a release valve for an enormous amount of frustration. And I think most of that is at the national level. The Nancy Pelosi,
yep,
Chuck Schumer,
absolutely,
factor, right? And again, both are in districts that are, you know, I mean, the Republicans are not going to get elected there on a bet. So it is frustrating. Now, Republicans have those spots, and those people, if there's a majority for the Republicans, could do that as well. I don't see the same problem here in North Dakota. I don't see people saying, this stinks. This is awful. I see people saying, hey, the state's run pretty well. And again, if it's not, you make the change. So I don't see us having the problem. I just think it's sort of a lazy way of trying to fix the problem, and we're not thinking through the consequences. So that's why this has not been front and center for a long time. AJ and Fargo, what do you think?
I'm not sure exactly what I think yet about term limits. I'm leaning toward no. But the issue is, and you had mentioned it a few minutes ago, that people who are interested and maybe want to be in the legislature have a lot of barriers to that. If you have a family that's on the other side of the state, or you have to work a 40-hour work week physically in the office, you can't just join the legislature. So if we put in term limits and people have to leave the legislature after they finally just figured out what they're doing, who's going to replace them?
And I agree. I think there are challenges to it. It takes great sacrifice to do 80 days every other year. You have the flexibility with your employer to do it. I think that limits the pool of people that would be there. There's no doubt about it. So that's why I say a guy ran the House by the name of Chet Pollard. He's the leader, right? He ran an elevator in Carrington and worked his way up and became leader. Rich Wardner was a teacher and a coach. He became the Senate Majority Leader after a number of years of service. It can be done. I like that. Those are citizen legislators. They were able to, because of their own particular circumstances, be there. You just got to find more people like that. But I think you're right. But I don't think term limits makes that easier. I think it makes it tougher because you need more people in that pool. Thanks, AJ. Ty in Fargo, AJ, Ryan rather than Aberdeen.
The team at North Star Ag knows that no two farm operations are the same. They take pride in learning what makes yours unique and through years of experience bring the know-how and understanding that your farm deserves. North Star Ag is North Dakota's largest and most trusted full-service short-line machinery dealer with parts, service, and a huge inventory. From planting to growing to harvest, they help farmers and growers all over North Dakota, and they want to do the same for you. Learn more online at NorthStarAg.com. North Star Ag, committed to quality, committed to you. Did you know you can save 50% on Herman Miller chairs, the top name in office seating? Save 50% right now on special order Herman Miller office chairs during the signature sale at Interoffice Furniture in Fargo. And at Interoffice, save 20% on all in-stock furniture as well. It only happens once a year, the signature sale, with 50% off on special order Herman Miller chairs. But only through March 20th, and in our area, you can only find Herman Miller chairs at Interoffice Furniture, First Avenue North in Fargo.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president with silence. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed where lives are forever changed and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. And then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Term limits. Okay, how about the Supreme Court? What do we do about that? They're appointed for life. What do we do about that? We got some really bad ones on the Supreme Court.
I'd say what we do about that is elect a president who'll put good ones on the court, and Donald Trump in 4 years put three on. I think the founding fathers knew what they were doing. That's what I'd say. Hey, former President Trump at a big rally this past weekend. Did you see that? The big media, they didn't even carry it. They ignored it. Newsmax carried it. Newsmax, the only major cable network with live coverage of the Trump rallies. And Newsmax has President Trump on next hour with a big announcement, we believe, on social media. We're going to monitor that for you. I watch Newsmax all the time, and I love it. You can easily find it on all major cable systems now. Reservation Telephone Cooperative, Dactel, North Dakota Telephone Company, NTTC, NCC, Consolidated Cablevision, DirecTV, Dish, AT&T TV, Fubo. Just check your cable guide. But remember, if you're a Midco customer, they refuse to carry Newsmax. Midco carries 11 liberal news channels, but won't carry Newsmax. Let Midco know you're not happy, and you can switch. More than 40 million Americans are now watching Newsmax, so make sure you sign up for Newsmax Trump list and get the latest info on his big announcements. Text the word REMIND to 39747. Just the word REMIND to 39747 and join the Trump list on Newsmax now. Join Newsmax at Taking Back America. Text REMIND to 39747. More of our conversation on term limits, specifically an effort to get the signatures necessary, 31,000 plus, and put it on the ballot in North Dakota for the governor and legislators. John Hinderrocker is here, president of the Center of the American Experiment. Always enjoy our chats with John. The Center of the American Experiment has been receiving a lot of accolades around the country for their effort to expose critical race theory. Evidently, John, the NEA didn't get your memo.
Well, not only did they not get my memo, Scott, a couple of days ago at their annual convention, which was done virtually this year, they adopted a resolution supporting critical race theory. And it goes on and on about the evils of America and what they mean by critical race theory. And there's several hundred thousand dollars in the kitty to advance critical race theory through the National Education Association. So, yeah, you're right, Scott. I mean, critical race theory has infiltrated our schools, and the teachers' unions are a big part of the reason why.
And they're cheerleading for this thing. It's almost unbelievable. I can't, you know, unabashedly. They're not even trying to say, well, you know, this is just being politically twisted or whatever. They're like all in. It's unbelievable.
Scott, you're absolutely right, and I shake my head over it. I don't understand the mentality. They are deliberately trying to stir up race hatred among Americans. They hate our country. A big thrust of critical race theory is to teach their children that America is irredeemably evil, always has been, always will be. I don't think any country in world history, Scott, has ever tried to teach its children that it's evil, and I do not understand how that experiment can possibly turn out well. So it's a huge problem, Scott, and unfortunately, as happens so often, the left has stolen a march on us. This nonsense was in the public schools before most of us really understood what was going on and before we got ourselves mobilized to try to stop it.
We've been touching on a topic today that I'm curious your opinion on. The Center of the American Experiment has 18-plus folks that do deep dives on all kinds of policy issues, get to the legislative bodies, inform them with, where the public is at, especially the conservative viewpoints are, that often get ignored by the bureaucracy. So we appreciate what you do. But we've been talking about term limits, specifically an effort to get 31,000 signatures and term limit the governor and legislators in North Dakota. What do you think of term limits as a release valve for all that frustrates us right now?
Well, at the national level, of course, we have term limits for the president. If I think it would probably be a good thing if we had term limits for Congress, but that would require a constitutional amendment, and I don't think it makes sense for us conservatives to burn up our energies and our money and everything else in what would undoubtedly be a futile effort to get term limits. At the state level, I think it's less of a problem. There are some state legislators that hang on forever and ever. But I think it's much less common at the state level. You don't have, at least in Minnesota, where I'm most familiar, you don't have people in the legislature for 40 or 50 years, you know, like you do in Congress. I think it's probably a pretty good idea, and a lot of it comes down to how practical it is to effectuate. You know, what I think we don't want, Scott, is tilting at windmills. with procedural changes that can soak up a lot of our energy, a lot of our activism, that don't have a serious chance of winning. So that's kind of what I would look at, Scott. How likely is it that you could actually get it done?
Our listeners seem to be concerned about the bureaucracy getting more power from term limits at the state level, a lobbyist bureaucracy, because, you know, we don't vote for them. Which I think is a good worry. By the way, John Hinderacher will be in Fargo along with Charlie Kirk on Wednesday night, the 14th. We have an invite-only dinner happening for prospective donors to a new effort to get these good folks to come to North Dakota and South Dakota and tackle some of the issues that ail us here. We're looking forward to that event. And also an evening with Charlie from 8 to 10:30. You can go to eventbrite.com and just search Charlie Kirk and get yourself a ticket for $25 for a chance to meet Charlie, too. So either way, love to have you join us. Thanks, John. Appreciate your time as always. More after this, folks, on What's On Your Mind.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1552467.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.